Hi, y'all. Welcome to part two of my educational series. That's what I'm calling it, I guess, because in case anybody missed it, last week I opened up about my journey to becoming an educator. And this week is a continuation of that episode where I will be answering all of your questions about how to get into education. And believe it or not, almost all of the questions that I got have to do with imposter syndrome, which I actually think is kind of ironic because somebody once told me that imposter syndrome was not real and that if you experience it, it just means that you're simply not prepared. And I can remember hearing this and just feeling, I don't know, kind of like confused because I know I've mentioned this before, but I truly do think I'm one of the most prepared people on the planet. And I'm not saying that as like in a boastful way at all, because I really do think that that's not necessarily a good thing. That's actually something that I think I need to practice on, you know, improving, not feeling like I constantly have to be 100% prepared and have everything memorized all the time. But nonetheless, I am super prepared and I still struggle with imposter syndrome. But I finally just kind of realized that someone else can have their opinion on it and I can have mine and we can just almost agree to disagree. Because I truly do think that everybody experiences imposter syndrome at some point in their life. And, you know, I think that the people who say they don't, they're either not doing enough, not pushing themselves out of their comfort zone, not taking risks, they're just kind of staying comfortable, or they're lying to themselves. That's just my opinion. Welcome to Samantha's Beauty Confessions, where we engage in authentic conversations and confess everything it takes to turn our dreams into a reality. Together, we'll unlock your unique beauty and guide you toward living the life of your dreams. Get ready to go beyond the highlight reel, embrace the journey, and grow together, one conversation at a time. I think that, you know, imposter syndrome, it's just kind of like a symptom of fear, right? Whenever we start to do something that we're not used to or that's unknown to us, it starts to feel scary. And that's whenever fear starts to show up in us through imposter syndrome. And since I know most of you are probably tuning in today because you want to hear about how to overcome your fear of being an educator, I'm going to use an example that will resonate with you in this moment. I'm assuming that when you think of imposter syndrome, it's kind of showing up in you similar to how it did in me in the beginning. And, you know, you're struggling with things like, what if people make fun of me? Or what if nobody's interested in what I have to say? What if nobody wants to host me? What if I don't sell any tickets? I don't have a lot of followers, so there's no way I can actually call myself an educator. The list goes on and on, right? And I want you to know that all of these things that I just listed are very normal. I really think that just telling yourself that, knowing that, and believing that is going to help you a ton. But whenever it comes to how to overcome that imposter syndrome, I kind of have like a little bit of a harsh truth for you. Something that's not so black and white, something that's not this like answer that I'm sure you're hoping I'm going to give you. And when it comes to overcoming it, I don't really know that you ever do fully overcome it. I think that you learn how to live with it in a lot of ways simply by putting yourself out there time after time, simply by doing the uncomfortable thing and proving to your fear that your goals and your dreams and your passions are so much more powerful than it is. And almost just like continually proving to yourself too that you're capable of putting in the work and of taking the first step. And even though it's scary that, you know, you're willing to do the hard thing and make the hard moves to get yourself one step closer to your goal, which is to be an educator, okay? And you're probably thinking, okay, but what steps do I need to take to get there? And I'm going to tell you, don't worry, but I do want to give you a little heads up, a little warning, if you will, that the things that I'm about to share with you are probably going to sound super simple, because really and truly, at the bottom of it all, it is very simple. It's a simple process. But again, I totally can relate to the overthinking side of it. And that's something that I struggled with for a long, long time. So what you're going to do Number one, you're first going to figure out what you want to teach about. What do you want to educate on? And maybe a lot of you listening already do know the answer to this, but I'm assuming there is at least one person listening who doesn't. And so if that person is you, really think about what topics that you would consider yourself an expert in. What is something or what are the things that you could talk about for hours on end without ever getting tired of it? And then once you know that, I want you to make sure that you are sharing about this topic on your page, that you're actually posting educational content, which may sound a little bit, you know, silly or like a no-brainer, but this is exactly what you need to do to help bring awareness to the fact that you are knowledgeable about a specific topic, that you are passionate about this subject, and it's also going to start kind of subconsciously bringing awareness in your audience's mind to the fact that, I don't know, you do this thing, that you're passionate about this thing, and almost like connecting you to it in a way. Maybe you talk about it on your feed. Maybe you share about it in your stories. Maybe you create a freebie, or you could even go live if you wanted to. Honestly, whatever feels most aligned to you, because really the how isn't what's important here, okay? What's important is just that you're showing up and that you're bringing awareness to something so that others will start to recognize it and to notice it too. Because think about it. If you're not sharing any type of education on your page, then how the heck is anybody going to know that you're even interested in being an educator in the first place? You know, you almost have to like fake it until you make it. Nobody has to know that you've never taught a class before. That's not important. What is important is that you continuously show up on your page consistently as the educator that you want to be, and then you're literally going to turn into that person. You're going to manifest it into existence. You're going to create this routine, this repetition, and you're going to start getting more and more confident in the material that you're talking about and the, I don't know, kind of see what's aligning with your audience and what isn't, which is the goal, you know? And once you create this routine, what's going to end up happening is, well, there's really like two options here that could happen. So number one, and this would be, I would say, best case scenario, and that is that people are going to start picking up on what you're doing and somebody's going to reach out to you, whether it's in a DM or a comment, maybe they swipe up on your story, whatever the case is, and they are going to ask you if you have any classes on this topic. I know that sounds crazy, but sometimes it truly is that simple. Or if that doesn't happen, the second thing that you could do is you could start to pitch yourself to host salons. You could literally reach out to them and say, hey, you know, this is something that I've been thinking about doing a class on. I would love it if, you know, I could do it at your salon. Maybe give them a few compliments about their space or tell them why you want to host your first class there. Ask them if this is something they'd be interested in and see if they have any like contracts or any obligations in order to host you. Some salons want you to get insurance. Some salons want you to provide like the TV for yourself. Just everybody does it different. Some salons take a percentage of the ticket sales, some don't. It really just depends. But the only way you're going to know is by reaching out and putting yourself out there. I promise you, it's not weird at all. I would guarantee you that you're not the first person, the first educator who has reached out to them. So don't overthink it. I promise you, it happens all the time. And if you never put yourself out there, then you're really just holding yourself back from a bunch of different opportunities. And my second part of this is that I would recommend starting out with salons that are close to your area, to where you live, so that you're not having to spend money on flights and rental cars and hotel rooms and, you know, all the things that come with traveling, okay? And I can already hear the gasps coming from y'all and the thoughts going through your mind, just spinning completely out of control, telling yourself things like, well, yeah, but what if nobody buys a ticket? Or what if everybody I reach out to says no? And trust me, I've been there too. I still actually can really psych myself out and work myself up about this from time to time. And the truth is that a host salon that you really want to teach at may say no. And that's okay, because somebody else is going to say yes. And if you don't sell any tickets to your class, if literally no one buys a ticket, that's okay too. I know it's going to suck. But you really don't have to look at it as a failure. Just because you don't sell a bunch of tickets or any tickets at all doesn't mean that you don't need to continue trying to be an educator. It doesn't mean that you have to just give up and just completely, you know, throw away all your dreams. Because I'll let you in on a little secret here. This has happened to me more than once, okay? I have actually planned on having a class somewhere and, you know, maybe I sold like 2 tickets. But the kicker here, the little difference, is that the class I was trying to go to was actually out of state for me. Okay, so I was having to put money into flights and hotels and all the things. But if you're teaching at a salon down the street or just like an hour from you and you can drive there, even if you just sell 1 ticket, I'd still go. Truly, I really would. And you don't have to broadcast the class to the world and like show that you only have 1 person attending, but you know, it's gonna make you more uncomfortable in the long run to get that practice round out there, to get the jitters out there, to get the kinks out of your presentation. And again, nobody has to know that you just sold 1 ticket. Or option B here would be that say you sold none, like on the rare chance that you absolutely sold 0. Maybe you could reschedule the class and you don't have to say why. You don't have to like do a post that's like, hey, you know, in case anyone was wondering, I sold absolutely no tickets and now I'm rescheduling the date. You could just like repost an ad saying the new date on it. You don't even have to talk about the old class date. Because the truth is, everybody is so worried about the shit that they're doing that they're not paying that much attention to what you're doing, I promise. I know it can feel kind of embarrassing, but I am 99.999% sure that nobody's going to pay attention. Or you could also offer a free virtual class on Zoom to also help get your first class jitters out and to work the kinks out, like I said a second ago. And the value here is that you don't have a lot of pressure. You know, you're getting to build your confidence and have this like practice round, but you don't have the pressure of the fact that people spent money to be there. It's literally free, you know? But we're not going to worry about those things because, like I said, I can almost guarantee you that you will sell at least 1 ticket. And another thing I want you to remember here is that every single educator that you see, every single person that you think is quote unquote successful, started from the exact same spot that you're in right now. And I know that, you know, it doesn't seem that way because, you know, wherever they are at this point in their career, it looks like they have everything down to a T, everything flows seamlessly or whatever, but you can't compare your chapter 1 to other people's chapter 20, okay? The only person that you can compare yourself to or that you should compare yourself to is the person that you were yesterday. Not the stylist next to you, not the salon down the street, not the stylist that you watch on Instagram and just look up to so much. Don't think about any of that stuff. Because again, they started in the exact same place that you're in right now. Another misconception or like myth, I would say, that I hear a lot and something that y'all asked about was, do you need a lot of followers to become an educator? And I promise you, followers do not matter. I could say this over and over again, but you know, I don't know if everyone's going to believe it, but follower count truly is irrelevant. And I like to use my friend Brunetta as a reference here, as an example, because her Instagram handle is edgybgirl, and she actually has been a guest on the podcast where she opened up about her very inspiring story on episode number 16. So if y'all have not listened to that yet, definitely check it out. But basically, she talks about this thing exactly and how follower count does not affect success. It doesn't affect the opportunities that are out there for you. In fact, she had her account hacked and had to rebuild it from 0. And when she had barely any followers, I think she said like 3,000 maybe, she shares how she was still able to get these amazing opportunities with multiple different brands. Okay, so she's quite literally a living, breathing example of the fact that follower count does not matter at all. Another episode I want to mention is episode number 2, where Haley Gable comes on and she chats about what brands are looking for when it comes to working with stylists. And spoiler alert, follower count was not one of the things that she mentioned. Another question that I got asked a lot was how to avoid getting nervous whenever you're speaking in front of people. How to overcome the fear of public speaking, which is a huge fear in everybody. I think it's like the number one fear of people in front of death, which is kind of crazy. But my tip for this is to just remember that nerves are actually not a bad thing. Being nervous simply just means that you care. And in my experience, the nerves are like the blackout that we have to deal with when we're talking in front of people. It only lasts for a couple of minutes and then it's over, you know? And one thing that really helped me with this was to just own it. One thing I noticed early on was that I shake really bad. My hands shake for the first like 2 or 3 minutes that I'm speaking. And in the beginning of my education journey, this used to really embarrass me because I just kept like getting in my head and wondering, can people tell I'm shaking? Are people seeing my hand shake? And then one day I decided, you know what? I'm just going to freaking own it. I'm going to stand up here and I'm going to bring attention to the fact that my hands are shaking. And then I won't have to be focused on stressing out about what people are thinking. Because if I own it first, then in my head, nobody can make fun of it, which sounds silly, but it really worked. And so now whenever I teach classes, I somehow kind of throw that into my introduction. I'll say something like, you know, my name's Samantha, and I know right now my hands are shaking like a leaf, but I promise you, if you'll just give me a second, they will stop and I will calm down. And usually it makes people start laughing and it kind of brings this lightness to the room and makes me feel safe and relieved. And another thing that I do a lot to help with my nerves is I will ask people for feedback. You know, the first time you get up in front of a room of people and have all of these eyeballs staring back at you, I'm not going to lie, it does feel extremely intimidating. And sometimes people are so concentrated on what it is that you're talking about that they kind of have this blank stare on their face, which can mess with you even more. So what I've learned to do is I will just like take the temperature of the room by saying something like, is this resonating with y'all? Or does that make sense? Something like that. And then I can kind of see where everyone stands. And usually it makes me feel so much better because people will then say, yeah, like this is really helping. Or, you know, yeah, we're just like super concentrated on what it is you're saying. And again, it just brings a lightness to the room. And the last thing I want to leave you with, and I know this one is probably going to be the hardest to follow, but I promise that the sooner you can get to the point of believing this, the better off you'll be. And that is to believe that you are the expert, to know that this is your class, it's your education, and you get to make the rules, okay? You don't have to mimic what you see everybody else doing on Instagram and Pinterest and TikTok and YouTube and all the other apps out there. You know, if you don't want to have swag bags, you don't have to have them. If you don't want to serve food and drinks, you don't have to do it. If you want to make your tickets super freaking affordable, go for it. Just really knowing and believing that you are making the right decisions, that again, there is no right or wrong way to do it. There's just your way. And in my opinion, that's the beauty of all of it. You know, you don't want to be a clone of another person because there's already that out there. Even if you find yourself super freaking passionate about a topic or a niche that you don't really see other people teaching on, I think that's a good thing because, you know, it's really just about mindset at this point. Instead of thinking of it like nobody is teaching that, so obviously no one cares, shift your mindset and start telling yourself that you're going to be the best freaking educator about whatever the topic is, because you will. I think one of the biggest light bulb moments for me personally was that, you know, nobody has it all figured out. No matter how seamless it may look on the outside, I can almost promise you that there is or was a lot of chaos going on behind the scenes in order to get there. I promise you that nothing and no one is perfect. And really what it is that people just start to get better at improvising as time goes on. And so will you. But you have to take the first step in order to get there. So my homework for all of you is to, number one, go back and listen to episode number 2 and episode number 16. And then after you do that, I want you to start creating educational content on your page and just watch what happens from there. And know that I believe in you, that I know that you can do it, and that it's time for you to start believing that as well. Thank you all for listening, and I will talk to you again next Monday. Okay, y'all, that's it for today's episode. Be sure to follow the show on whatever platform you're listening and leave a rating and review to show your support so we can continue growing together. If today's episode really resonated with you, you can always share it to your story and be sure to tag me so I can personally thank you. I appreciate each and every one of you, and I'll talk to you again next week.